No Boundaries Marketing is a service of SM Graves Creative Associates. Find us on the web, www.smgravesassociates.com. Our No Boundaries podcast, Are You Using This Key Tactic to Win the Startup Arms Race?, is a collaboration with Upstart Life Sciences. Find Upstart on the web, www.upstartlifesci.com. That's SCI.com. I recently sat down with SMG Creative Associates collaborator Andrew Johnson. Andrew is co-founder of Upstart Life Sciences, where he helps innovators transition from research and concept to a scalable business backed by solid resources. Andrew and I recently sat down for lunch in Western Mass. Here is a recording of our conversation on the importance of content marketing in life sciences. Why don't I let you sort of define for listeners content marketing and then take it in for the listeners into life science directly related to that. Maybe even tell them a little bit about what you do within life sciences. Give people an understanding about what you're about as well.
Sure. So maybe I'll start with that. So
cool.
As part of Upstart Life Sciences, what we do is we provide the strategy, tactics, and actually even the hands to help innovators take their technologies from the bench and help them get as quickly as possible to the market and commercialize and then grow those companies.
So literally take intellectual property and get it to some sort of marketable and manufacturable, scalable solution
right.
that people can buy.
We have tons of fantastic innovations and technical founders, and we've got lots of business people, but there's a gap between them. And so that's what we provide is a seamless, you know, rigorous science pathway, literally from the bench to finished product that you'll buy it from the web, from a salesperson, or in a store.
Nice. So just for the uninitiated, right, content marketing, we're primarily talking about, for most people, content marketing is something that takes place in the online sphere, but it's not necessarily just online. Okay, but what is it? What's content marketing versus other traditional forms of marketing?
So the best way I would think about it is it's the marketing is not selling a particular thing or service to you, but it's providing you with information.
Yeah.
And the marketing side comes from you build trust with the person who's providing that to you. So someone who writes a nice article in the Wall Street Journal about a given topic gives them some expertise in that topic. If they talk about life science, maybe a tool in the life sciences, you'll kind of consider them as an expert, and you might give them a second thought when the day comes that you're looking for a product that they offer.
You know, sometimes I tell people it's about storytelling. Because I think there's a lot of validity to that, as opposed to staying product focused or focused on the service of your company, you know, the proverbial vacuum cleaner salesman, right? Here's all the things it does. You talk more about solutions and response to clients' needs, desires, what's out in the marketplace, other useful things that sometimes aren't directly related to the product or service, but offer you the ability to create trust and credibility with your marketplace and just good storytelling that's compelling to people.
Correct. I mean, often the products in life sciences, so if they're expensive instruments, can be upwards of $1 million a piece. So you're not just going to go and buy that in online, in e-commerce.
Right.
So you're only going to buy it from someone that you trust. And so content marketing and building a content marketing campaign is a good way to build that trust in your future customers. So when you meet them in more traditional ways, you're going to have a much shorter sales cycle.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of trust and credibility and whatnot, it seems to me, and this maybe isn't unique to life science, but it's definitely the case in life science. You have some individuals and therefore their organizations that have an inability to recognize the whole idea of content marketing as an ongoing process, right? You also have those same people typically have an inability to really
a desire to externalize the responsibilities of creating good content and then properly executing it, whether that be through collateral or, you know, most of what you and I talk about is in the online world, whether it be through blogging, podcasting, video vlogging, and all these different sort of delivery methods for the content. So, but all of that really, I don't know, I'm looking for kind of your feeling on this, right? A lot of this just has to do with trusting yourself, trusting the people around you, trusting professionals that you can externalize the responsibilities to. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And it really, in a way, it doesn't matter how it's delivered, whether it's printed on a piece of paper, whether it's a magazine article. Really, that's all content marketing. It's the best analogy I would use is you buy a magazine for the articles that are in there because you want to read them. There are advertisements in there too. That's traditional marketing. So what we're talking about is the articles in there. And when you find, as most people do in their favorite magazine or newspaper, they find writers that they particularly like. And they seek them out and read them. And so an effective content marketing campaign will do the same thing, regardless of whether it's online, print media, or what have you.
So that, well, it seems to me then, here's an example probably of a fairly good idea, where, you know, the business owner or the scientist who's the entrepreneur, you can put yourself in the shoes of a consumer, just act like any other consumer, right? Find people who are generating content that you can appreciate, that you like, that you can align your own priorities and desires with, and those are probably the people you should reach out to that can help provide you with the podcast, with the production of content and all that good stuff. And hopefully have an idea of, you know, that person I think really needs to have a fundamental knowledge, to a deep knowledge of your industry, your problems, your, you know, wants, desires, and whatnot. Which, by the way, seems to be the most important thing, right?
Right.
If we focus, it's not content marketing if all we're focused on is my product, my service, all the good benefits of my product and service and all that kind of stuff.
It's got to be impact based. So it's what is the need? So if you understand what the need is of your customers, they're going to be interested in learning more about that need and potential solutions to that need. And that isn't necessarily your product. It can be other products, but that's how you gain their trust, is that you're not sitting there. It's not an advertisement. There's a time for that. The content marketing is to show that you know what you're talking about, you're an expert in that, and that when they're ready for an expert, they'll come to you.
Right, right. So, you know, what do you think are some of the other barriers that are typical within life sciences? I mean, every industry has a certain culture, right? So what are the barriers because of that culture specific to life sciences that sometimes prevent entrepreneurs and established businesses from really engaging properly with content marketing?
I think it's not really all that complicated. I think the main reason is really not knowing what it is. And a lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, we'll do social media. Let's sort of tack that on. And they'll put it into their marketing budget. And they don't realize that it's actually a separate thing, just like R&D and operations and finance are separate things. Social media and social media marketing and content marketing almost should be considered a separate thing.
Right.
And so that often doesn't get included when the company's forming, when they're figuring out how much money they're going to need for their next investment round.
Well, and it really boils down to people, right? I mean, that money's going towards not like technology, but it should be going towards people because they're going to be communicating and telling stories, literally. And they're doing it through some sort of social media and or online or even offline mechanism of some kind.
I think it's because it doesn't fit in traditionally in the business structure that we think of.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, and so it hasn't penetrated the life science market like it has done in the tech sector.
Yeah. You also mentioned earlier, too, while we were talking offline about this whole idea of the commitment, the proper commitment to time and resources for it. So, and that's part of what you just said, right? But even to completely simplify it, it seems like just a lot of people just aren't willing to put in the time.
I think what you have to do, it is the time.
It's an ongoing process.
It's an ongoing process. And before you start, you need to think about your expectations. This is not an advertisement. I'm going to write one blog, Everyone's going to read it, and then they're going to come to my website. That's not the way it works. In fact, the first blogs, if that's what you do, the first blogs you write, almost nobody will read them.
Right.
So but they will be read eventually. So as your whatever method you choose, if it's a blog, for example, it may take 6 months, 8 months before you have a readership.
Right.
But people, believe me or not, will go back and read some of those original blogs. So they will play.
Once they latch on.
Once they latch on. But it takes time. And so that's what it is. And it's not, it's one of those things that maybe falls closer to branding than it does to out and out lead generation.
I think I agree with that, right? Because I try to, you know, you try to explain this to people in a way that, you know, the social media efforts in part are to drive traffic to a central location, like a website, like the blog within a website or a blog exclusively, like a set of podcasts or, you know, or podcasts that are part of an online podcast aggregate service. And all of that together, the bottom line though is whether it's you or you've externalized that responsibility to your employees or staff or partners, somebody's got to be doing it. At the end of the day, it's just like making phone calls. It's just like making presentations. You physically have to be engaged. You mentioned something real key earlier while we were talking, which is that whole idea of it's a two-way street versus, you know, traditional advertising is me telling you what to like, right? Talk a little bit about your personal philosophy.
So, that's exactly it. So in traditional, if I'm putting an advertisement out there, it's interruptive. You're watching TV. My ad comes in and interrupts your enjoyment of the TV show. You got to listen to my ad. And it's one way. I'm talking to you. The advantage of at least electronically based content marketing is you can start a conversation. And those comments could end up being new product ideas, discovering a new customer segment you didn't know about. So by starting those conversations, you're actually not just putting information out, but you're bringing things in that can really drive the bottom line of your company.
Right. And again, people should consider it's all over time. It's an ongoing process, right? Have some faith. Surround yourself with the right people and other resources that can help you multiply your efforts. If you're trying to do this by yourself, it becomes very stressful, particularly if you're trying to manage a new technology and get it to market. And then I think, too, just start. It all starts, for me personally, I feel like it all starts with good storytelling.
Starts and ends with good storytelling.
So, you know, thank you very much for hanging out with me this afternoon.
My pleasure.
And hopefully we'll talk soon.
Excellent.
Take care.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast. No Boundaries Marketing is a service of SM Graves Creative Associates. Find us on the web, www.smgravesassociates.com. Our No Boundaries podcast, Are You Using This Key Tactic to Win the Startup Arms Race?, is a collaboration with Upstart Life Sciences. Find Upstart on the web, www.upstartlifesci.com.